Hello, hello. Welcome to What Is Truth Podcast. Today I'm going to get into the reading. Don't have anything really set up for you, but I want you guys to get fed God's Word. I believe God's Word is infallible truth on how to live, and I believe God speaks through His Word, which is the Holy Bible. So I'm going to read you a book of wisdom. Today is the third day of July, so I'm going to read the third Psalms, okay? And it says, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver me. But you, Lord, are a shield around me. My glory, the one who lifts my head high, I call out to the Lord, and He answers me from His holy mountain. I lie down and sleep, I wake again, because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assails me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessings be on your people. This is the word of the Lord. Be blessed. So we can all relate to this passage. This is David crying out to the Lord in a time of distress, where he knows where God stands. He stands in the Most High. And he cries out and says, Lord, take away the enemies that are attacking me. And it's powerful because it's a lesson we can learn as Christians and believers in this world. People oppose us when we speak truth of what God's word says, and they attack us, and we have to battle not to take it into our own hands, but to be in prayer, and the Lord Jesus fights our battles. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So it's really important, and with that, I'm going to leave you with another passage in Matthew 21:28. It's called the parable of the two sons. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, Son, go and work today in the vineyard. I will not, he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, I will, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? The first, they answered. Jesus said to them, Truly I tell you, the tax collector and the prostitute are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collector and the prostitute did believe him. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him. What's the lesson to learn here? So in my note, in 21:28, my note says, I didn't have a note. But the point is, when God asks you to do something, you need to do it. Not say you're going to do it and then fall away. Because it shows you here, he gave you an example. The tax collector and the prostitute believed. And because they believed, it was made to them righteous. And God said they're going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Because if they believed and they put it into action. So you can't believe, you can't have faith in Christ Jesus unless you hear the word. You have to hear why you are who you are. Why you've fallen short from the glory of God, and how you can be saved, how you can be born again. And that's only through Christ Jesus on the cross. Repenting and putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as Lord. And in doing that, He gives you a renewing of your mind and renewing of your heart to glorify Him. This is the word of the Lord. Be blessed. All glory to God. God bless you guys. Thank you. And that's it.